You're listening to SBS News.
Deep in the night, help arrives in Kabul. Fatigues to rescue the fatigued. A pathway out of mayhem. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says chaos and desperation has swept the country.
This is not a simple process. It's very difficult for any Australian to imagine the sense of chaos and uncertainty that is existing right across this country. The breakdown in formal communications, the ability to reach people. And we are doing this directly ourselves.
Australian troops on board a Hercules military plane were granted access to land and gather precious cargo. 26 people were able to board, among them Australian citizens, Afghan nationals with visas, and an official working for an international agency. The flight was cleared for takeoff just before 2 a.m. local time. They touched down to safety at Al Manhad Air Base in the United Arab Emirates to begin processing. Mr. Morrison says this is the first of many flights to come.
Australia's operation to commence evacuating Australians and visa holders, Afghan nationals and others from Kabul commenced. This was the first of what will be many flights subject to clearance and weather. And we do note that over the back end of this week, there is some not too favourable weather forecasts.
But the weather forecast is the least of the dangers for many. Shots were fired outside the airport, hitting a mark. An interpreter with the Australian Defence Force has told SBS News that he was shot near Kabul Airport and is now injured. The Prime Minister says he can't comment on the reported incident.
What I'll simply say is this. Kabul's a dangerous place, and we've got Australians operating in a very dangerous environment. To get their fellow Australians and those who've helped our cause over a long period of time and to bring them to safety in Australia. And they're all heroes.
Taliban checkpoints are making it even more treacherous to get to the tarmac. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says efforts to get into the airport is difficult.
There were multiple kilometre long traffic queues outside the airport. At one point, people were having to be lifted over gates into the airport. It is extremely challenging.
For those still waiting to be contacted, there is uncertainty about whether Australia will come to their rescue. Afghan interpreter for the ADF, Shahanshah, says he's worried about whether he'll be able to get out.
I'm not sure whether I'll be included in this list or in this evacuation. Hopefully all of us, including me and my family and the folks and the friends like me who has worked with Australian forces, they all get evacuated and go to a safety location. It's hard times for everyone.
Some Australian Afghans eligible to board, such as Zara, feel obligated to stay but remain in hiding.
I haven't gone outside in the past few days. I can't even go to the backyard. I'm really scared. And it's not just my safety. It's my family and my in-laws' family as well.
Critics maintain Australia's efforts are too little, too late. However, Mr. Morrison says the situation is not that simple.
It isn't just a matter of people coming along and presenting, you know, a payslip from the Australian government saying, I used to work for you. I wish it were that simple. It is not that simple. It is incredibly complicated.
Amid this precarious reality, with flights still yet to touch down from more rescue efforts in Kabul, Australia, like many other nations, is now facing the prospect of having to deal with the Taliban and recognise the Taliban government. Ms. Payne has yet to acknowledge the Taliban as Afghanistan's new government.
No government has been formed. It remains to be seen what form and membership that government has. And I would also say a request for trust is usually met by an expectation that trust is earned.
And Mr. Morrison says his current focus for now is evacuation.
I'm working on the basis of getting people out as quickly as I can and as safely as I can. I will welcome a better environment, but I'm not counting on one in terms of my planning and our sense of urgency in the activities we're engaged in right now, and making sure we do those as swiftly as we can. As for the broader diplomatic situation in the future, well, I know their form, and I'm acting on the basis of their form.
More Australians are continuing to register to get out, not willing to wait and see what happens next. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.